One big loser because of Tropical Storm Harvey, United Airlines. An airline analyst estimates the carrier could lose $266 million from Houston flight cancellations caused by flooding from Harvey. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. It's a great day to be living here in the heart of Superior, California. This is Ken Murray filling in for Carl and Linda this morning. Bob, how hot's it going to be?
Well, good morning, Ken. And we have a... hot is not even beginning to talk about. 107 for your high today. Excessive heat warning through the weekend. We could see 115 as we go through the weekend. So it is not going to be pleasant. Please be very careful with anything organic. Don't leave anything in the car, the usual. Don't be out there with power tools at 10 o'clock in the morning or noon and possibly starting a fire. Just be careful. Get lots of hydration. Some businesses are actually going to close down on Friday due to the excessive heat. So it looks like we got about a week of pretty bad August before we see any relief. Right now in Reading, it is 68 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They have senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
You know, the one thing I don't want to leave in the car in this heat is my seats, but I can't figure out how to get them out and take them in the office.
That's where you spread the towels over the seats, the steering wheel.
And right.
Barbecue glove to get your door open.
You know, when Carl asked me yesterday, just before noon, to come in and sub for him this morning because he was going to be out of town, and I didn't particularly want to do it because it takes me a long time to prep for a show, typically, when I used to do shows, and I haven't done shows in several years now. Girls, and I said, you know, besides that, I got enough people who don't like me already. Why should I come on and say something that'll inflame them further?
Well, that's good talk radio.
Yeah, but Bob Belongi straightened me out this morning. He said, anything that what did you say?
Anything that gets people talking is not a bad thing. No such thing as bad publicity.
If they're talking about me, that's good for you. Well, let's. What is the phone number here anyway?
It's 605-4567. And, of course, you can hop on the chat room, kcnr1460.com. Ken, we are not trusting with a computer, so I will relay messages from the chat room to Ken as appropriate.
605-4567. If I incite you to call, I will be very, very happy. Please call. Gives me something to do. I am convinced, after my foray into breakfast this morning, that Burger King is absolutely the cause of obesity in the United States. All I wanted was a sausage croissant. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're $3.79 for a sausage croissant.
Hmm.
But I can get two for $4.
Upselling, you bet. You betcha.
So if I can get two for $4, that means at $2 a piece, they're making money. Why are they charging me $3.79 in the first place, number one? Number two, why are they forcing me to eat more food to get a good deal?
Yeah. Huh? Perceived value, yes.
Perceived value, my butt. It's a ripoff. They're causing obesity in the United States. The other thing I did this morning was I read the disappointing Record Searchlight.
You mean that cocktail napkin that masquerades as a newspaper?
Let me give you a fact about that. And today was a big news day. They had a lot of news today. Yesterday, there was nothing. But the not counting the inserts, the circulars, and all that stuff, there were 16 pages to this morning's newspaper. let's figure this out. 16 pages. One page was the op-ed. None of it was local.
Yeah.
No local opinion.
It's all boilerplate. USA ready.
Right. One page of comics. One page of sports statistics. Not local, but maybe of some local interest. Two pages of food and wine pictures and recipes. Not local. One and a half pages straight out of USA Today, their front page. A quarter page of local sports. There were two pages, a little over two pages of local news, four stories actually, four local news stories. Fire in the Dunsmuir area. The dad of the stabbing suspect here a few days ago was interviewed. The mistrial in the Bernie murder case.
Yeah, that surprised me.
And the tearing down of the sheriff's building. Four local stories. Now, basically, it was a 2.5-page local newspaper stuffed into 13 and a half pages of junk.
Fluff shell.
There were 8.25 pages of ads, not counting the inserts. Yeah. You know, when I moved here almost 50 years ago, Bodenhammer was editor of the Record Searchlight.
Oh, yeah.
I moved here from Southern California. First editorial I ever read in the newspaper was Bodenhammer lamenting the fact he'd been out bar hopping the night before and couldn't find a perfect martini and therefore was giving the recipe for the perfect martini as an op-ed.
Times have changed.
And Bob Edkin took over.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Bob Edkin, you know, he was very involved in the local community, but he had a column called Shasta Sam.
I remember that.
Shasta Sam was a gossip column, right?
Yeah.
Local fish wrap suitable for the bottom of parakeet cages, and Shasta Sam gossiped about everything in sight, and it's just stuff Bob picked up around town. And it was oftentimes humorous. Then, but we had a local newspaper. By the time when Edkin left, who was it? Oh, Tom King took over.
Mm-hmm. I remember him.
Tom King. You know, and there were several years when I was subscribing to the Chronicle to find out what the national and international news was. Because there wasn't much of it in the local paper. But the local paper was really interesting.
It gave a flavor.
There's no flavor to it anymore.
No.
As far as I can tell,
it's the stevia of news.
I think they have five local reporters, from what I can tell.
Yeah.
Jim Schultz, Damon Arthur, Elena Schulman, Dave Benda, and then local sports by Patrick Carr. Five reporters. And what have they done? Well, you know, they split off from Scripps. Well, they were a Scripps paper. Then they split off from Scripps. Now they are... Then Scripps divided up its holdings between the television and radio stations, or mainly television stations they owned, and the print things. And they gave... I think when they divided up, they gave the print... $500 million, something like that, and kept the station. Well, the newspapers, the local newspapers they had around the country promptly ate up most of that $500 million. Their ad revenue dropped in part because they raised their ad rates. For example, in the good old days, real estate agents advertised in the Record Searchlight. Hardly anybody in the real estate business advertises in the Record Searchlight anymore. Biggest advertisers are car dealers. The second thing that they did was they started, and this was with the current editor, started pumping their internet capability, but they doubled the price, essentially doubled the price of their advertising for legal ads. Legal ads, by state law, have to be published in the local newspaper. So they're a monopoly. So they doubled the prices. The bill to the city of Reading went from about $40,000 a year to about $80,000 a year.
Mm.
That's your tax dollars at work to support the local newspaper. We'll be right back after this bit.
And, of course, you can weigh in 605-4567. Onion, I see your comments. We'll share them out right after the break. We want to tell you right now, this portion of Free Fire Radio at 715, brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. That's Bastiani Arms. 222-8222. Back with more Free Fire Radio with your guest host, Ken Murray, after this.
Great music and legendary sound of the Doobie Brothers. Join us Friday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, live in the Event Center with all the amazing vocals and driving beat of the Doobie Brothers' music. Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, is a show you will not want to miss, performing their greatest hits. So get ready to go rocking down the highway and listen to the music of Doobie Rock, recreating the harmonies of the Doobie Brothers and performing their classic music with unique spot-on vocals. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, September 8th. A good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better, better at the River.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hey, Abby, I hear it's your birthday. Any special plans?
Yes, dinner at Nello's Place. Nello's has been a Reading landmark for over 30 years and is known for their delicious Italian food. And what makes it even better is that Nello's Place has partnered with Haven Humane Society this month for Second Tuesday Dining.
They have some of the most delicious Italian food in town.
Please join us on Tuesday, September 12th at Nello's Place from 5 to 9 p.m. They've been kind enough to donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society care for the abandoned and unwanted animals of the North State.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
718 KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Home Helpers, the in-home healthcare services that is more than an in-home agency, an extended family. When your family can't be there, locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care, customizing home care solutions to your unique situation for an affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they are happiest at home. Give Sharon Clark a call at Home Helpers, 226-8350.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl Bott this morning. The phone number here is 605-4567, and I welcome your calls on anything you want to talk about. If I don't know anything about it, you can just talk. I've been following this Take Back Reading thing. As many of you know, I served a couple of terms on city council back in the dark ages. And I went to this. I rarely go to city council meetings. I figure I've had a lifetime worth of meetings. But I went in, I think it was it in June when they did the listening session, when people were invited to come to the council chambers and tell them their ideas on how to fix things. And, I sat through a lot of it. Then my rear end got tired because it's old and tired of sitting around listening to the same stuff. Anyway, there were 8 solutions, basically, offered from the Take Back Reading crowd. And I want to review these for a moment. Number one was use apps to track homeless camps. Well, okay. That's assuming we don't know where they are. But, okay, use an app.
Two. There's an app for that.
Well, yeah. Knowing where they are and doing something about them are two different things. Number two, bike registration to deter bike theft. I think we used to have bike registration and got rid of it. But if that helps bike, maybe bike theft's a huge problem now, in which case I'm fine with bike registration.
Well, word is that the bikes that are stolen here get loaded on trucks and taken up to Medford, and the bikes that are stolen in Medford get loaded on the trucks and brought down to here because the states don't compare serial numbers.
Well,
which I found interesting.
Maybe we need to write a letter to the Medford City Council offering to adopt one the day they adopt one. I don't know. But if that makes somebody feel better, that's great. If it reduces bike thefts, that's great. Number three is like number one. Lease city property to private groups to speed removal of illegal trespassers and homeless camps on what then becomes essentially private property use. What are we going to do? Stand out there with shotguns? I went to a store the other day I'll tell you what. I went to a store over on Parkview owned by a very nice family. They were featured in the local newspaper here, I don't know, a couple of months ago. Somebody came in and tried to rob them, and they chased him out and caught the dude and turned him over to the cops. And I was talking to the guy. It's a little quick stop market kind of thing. And I was talking to the gentleman who owns the store, and I said, what do you do about homeless? Because that's a fairly noted area across from South City Park and whatever. He said, not much I can do. If someone decides to walk into my store with their backpack and plop down on the floor because it's hot outside and just soak up my air conditioning, I can't touch them. That's illegal. I can call the cops. The cops will escort the person outside and let them go. Because they can't, there's no place to put them. They can't arrest them for that. They can cite them, but they just throw the cites away. And the next day, he'll be back sitting inside my store again. I mean, the local business owners extremely frustrated. So I go back to this number three on the Take Back Reading solutions list: lease city property to private groups to speed removal of illegal. You can't touch them. You can maybe speed removal. When are you going to sit with the police department telephone number on your speed dial and call every time somebody walks onto your lot? That's about all you can do. And
you got priority one calls are getting 16-minute wait times. You are way down on that list.
Number four, increase youth on the job training programs. Well, I haven't heard employers say that youth on the job training programs are the problem. The problem is our youth don't want to work. I mean, I talked to Dave McGeorge here a while back.
Mayor McCheese.
Yeah. Almost the McDonald's.
Yeah.
He hires kids. He said he has to go through a lot of them that'll find one that'll stay at work after the first week.
Oh, that'll put down the damn phone long enough to actually service a customer?
It's just, you know, they don't want to work. They don't have a work ethic. And you know what? That's a parent's problem. So, yeah, I'm all in favor of youth on-the-job training programs, but you got to have kids who want to be trained. Number five, create a youth junior council. Great idea. In fact, I had that idea, and, you know, 20 years ago, and actually had a youth council. Couldn't get much traction with the rest of the council members or the community, but I had the youth council, and, you know, they did some good things. It certainly changed their lives for the better, because they became, as they became adults, they became more responsible citizens, and there were some great success stories out of that. But essentially, the community as a whole didn't support it. They supported the concept, but not the actual doing things. Number six, a parcel tax to fund public safety in jail space. A parcel tax taxes us. The beauty of a sales tax is it is derived from people who are driving through as much as from us, and even maybe more. Sales tax is the number one generator of income to the city of Reading, and it is not, it is largely, a large part of it is paid by travelers, vacationers, and visitors. So it's free money we're getting from outside. Sales tax makes a whole lot more sense than a parcel tax when you think that a lot of our problems are because of our proximity to I-5, and, you know, a thief can stop traveling to Portland, can stop here on their way to Portland, you know, rob a few places, and then to fund the rest of his trip and go on. Why not let the people who are driving from Sacramento to Portland pay for the costs of all of that? Parcel tax, I mean, we're arguing about the parcel tax having to do with fire protection. Who's going to vote for a parcel tax for jail beds and more public safety?
You know, when I was recently in Grants Pass, the realtor up there was absolutely bemoaning the fact that the fees to build a single-family residence in Grants Pass were around $10,000. I laughed. After I picked myself up off the floor, I said, you should have it so good. What's the going rate here is, what, about $30,000 before you can pour a foundation?
Yeah, and I think they're somewhat ridiculous.
That's idiotic.
Well, I don't know if it's idiotic, but it needs to be looked at. I'll come back to that in a moment. Number seven on the Take Back Reading groups, target enforcement of repeat offenders on the street. What are you going to do? Where are you going to take them? There's no place to take them. You're going to drive them out to the city limits and drop them off. They'll be right back tomorrow. Number eight, split Stillwater Business Park to increase sales. Increasing sales wasn't the point of Stillwater Business Park in the first place. It was to increase manufacturing jobs, which multiply through the economy. Yes, smaller parcels would sell. But I don't know that creates the job opportunities community-wide that Stillwater was created for in the first place. I mean, we can debate till the cows come home whether or not Stillwater is a good idea or bad idea, but most of the arguments are revisionist history and not, you know, based on what we know today, not what we knew at the time. So, so those are the eight ideas. You know, the bulk of the ideas.
And we paid how much for that study?
I don't know. Those were from the community.
Oh, okay.
At the public forum.
I thought that had been another committee.
No, consultant thing. No, that was the Take Back Reading group and the community forum. So, but you know, I look at these and several of them, especially the ones having to do with homeless and jails, have to do with state law. And we can do everything in the world, but if state law doesn't change, nothing's going to change. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This portion of Free Fire Radio coming up on 7:30, brought to you by Bellevue Wigs. I hope I pronounced that correctly. If it's time for a change, time or a new hairstyle, you can get your hair exactly the way you want it by seeing Heidi at Bellevue Wig Boutique. Call her 335-7375 or head in there and find your new do. Mention KCNR Free Fire Radio and get a discount today. 1700 Market Street, across from the Cascade Theater. Back with more Free Fire Radio. Guest host Ken Murray after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance. Tolerance is accumulative, I said. This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood. He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, they are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better. I replied, if we can make it better, it was not perfect. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Redding landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Redding.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
733 KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio, 70 degrees, heading for a high of 104, and tomorrow up into the one teens. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighting and his team of professionals of NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California for a limited time. NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. And Ken, comment in the chat rooms from Sungold about how she's noticed that if Kmart closed and Eureka must... Okay, she's talking about places like Kmart that And I would make the argument that the reason Sears folded up after 100 years is they never adopted changes in the marketplace, how people shopped. And we have to adapt or die, and our town seems to be sort of stuck in a stagnation.
I would agree with that. I mean, the world is changing, and the Internet is a fact of life. Shopping by Internet is a fact of life. I mean, I have some personal experience with Sears since I used to work for them when I first moved to town, but, you know, they started going down the tubes the day they got rid of straight commission salesmen and went to salaries, because no longer were their salespeople, they became order clerks. And that's because a bean counter took over. Then, as president of the corporation, it's a shame what's going on. I mean, Kmart bought Sears. Kmart was in bankruptcy, got out of bankruptcy and bought Sears, and now it's all going down. Penny's may not last another year.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? We're ordering clothes from Amazon.com. And, you know, Jeff Bezos gets richer and richer. But
these outlets had an infrastructure. They had the transportation lines in place. They had warehouses in place, had their boards of directors, had the foresight to understand that the Internet was not a passing fad. They would have survived and thrived, and Amazon would have never come along and cleaned their clock, in my opinion.
I agree. 605-405-4567, unless your phone's broke, give me a call. What do you think about these 8 ideas that Take Back Reading as a group has put forward? I've told you what I think about them, but if you think something different, I'm susceptible to logic. I don't understand this recall. I think it makes no sense whatsoever. You know, 3 months, two council members don't control the council. The other idea that doesn't make any sense, and I hear Carl talk about this, and I would argue with him all day long, going to a strong mayor form of government doesn't change anything. Sacramento has a strong mayor form of government. They elect a former basketball guy to be mayor because he's popular and says the right things. And he makes hardly anything as mayor. Our mayor makes $600 a month. And, you know, maybe he makes $5,000 a month in Sacramento or something. You know, we complain about the salaries paid to our, as a community, we complain about the salaries paid to our top-level administrators. None of them make as much within $100,000. Of what the vice mayors in Sacramento make. The vice mayors of Sacramento, and there are, I think, 7 of them, all make in excess of $350,000 a year. And they're the ones, the bureaucrats, who actually get the work done. Not the elected mayor. He doesn't make that much. He makes far less. When you have a strong mayor form of government, it doesn't change the fiscal facts of life. What it means is that all of a sudden you got to hire more high-paid professionals to do the real work, because the guy at the top doesn't know how to balance a budget or any of the other things. He knows how to make a public appeal and get community goodwill going. But it's expensive, and it doesn't solve our problems. Our problems basically center around homelessness and the problems they're creating. Law enforcement and the state law issue having to do with jails and enforcement, and changing our form of government doesn't change anything. We still have the same amount of dollars when we're all done as we had when we started. Somebody called.
Yes, we got a couple of calls holding. First up, Ranger Rick, welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Hello, Ranger Rick.
Good morning. Glad to see you on here. Hey, I want to back up. You mentioned something about Sears closing and the commissions.
Yeah.
And bean counters coming in and taking over.
Yep.
You know, and that's a good point. And what I'd like to underscore is the fact that California and the Labor Commissioner's Office has really, with respect to penalties and interest and fines associated with commissions, has basically driven commission-based salaries out of the picture. You know, employers just can't do salary-based anymore. because there's all, you know, as the employer, if you're late, that triggers all kinds of penalties, and they're very good at, you know, the employees, you know, and they're entitled to it, sure. But the way the law is written, it's very difficult for an employer not to get once in a while caught up in paying you late.
Well, I've been making straight commission for 40 years. I'm a real estate broker. Before that, I worked at Sears on straight commission. And and frankly, that gives you motivation to get out of bed and go to work, because without that, you don't eat. I think the California Labor Board made those changes after Sears got out of the straight commission business.
They did, but it was driving that way. And today, right now, boots on the ground, the way you look at it and get oriented, you can't do it. You really can't do it. It's fraught with all kinds of pitfalls. And that's one thing employers need to look at. You're right. It gives you incentive. Even as commission, there are cases where you've got to go ahead, and as an employer, you're negligent if you didn't pay them a rest period. Yeah, a rest period or a lunch period. There are conditions, and they can go back up to 3 years and sue that employer for that.
Can they declare them independent contractors like we are in the real estate profession?
Oh, don't even go down that road. don't even try it.
That's the road I live on.
Well, you know what? Believe me, all of a sudden you come back into that office and the labor commissioner says, oh, you poor, employee, you were really a worker and a victim of the man. They misclassified you. You're really an employee. So let's go back 3 years and let's count up all that time and commissions and hours and let's get you the appropriate paycheck here.
Actually, I've thought for years that real estate agents ought to all be employees and not independent contractors. They're recognized as independent contractors under the law. If they were employees, we'd have about 80% less real estate agents that we have now, because most brokers wouldn't put up with the lazy souls they got working for them.
Well, you know, like I said, there's a plethora of conditions and tests and things of that nature. Franchise tax board's got theirs. IRS has got theirs. Labor commissioner's got theirs. You know, there's not a one unified meeting of the mind, and it gets confusing along the line whether you're really an independent contractor or an employee. And each fact pattern is different. But I tell you, if you go in today, you say, I'm a real estate broker, I got my license and all that stuff, they gave me a desk, they gave me, you posted a schedule, and I had to be here in the office, that employer's going to be the
same. Yeah. If they did that, you're absolutely correct. They don't do that. But listen, thanks for your call, Rick. It's a point well taken. Let's go to Bob on the next phone line, and we do have a phone line open at whatever our number is.
605-4567. Bob, you're on Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Ken, you sound like you were on the City Board of Supervisors before, and probably around the time that Stillwater come in. All right, you may have thought back then that you had a good thing going, but the city of Redding, the county of Shasta, do not belong in a real estate business. They cannot make money because they do not know how to make money. And the people on the board should be able to get fired for not doing their job. And what the people are doing now are going after the ones that people like yourself set their problem up beforehand. Now, how much money did you put out to get Stillwater? From what I heard, already over 80 keep it up. And who pays for it? You know, if you were on the board go to work, and all I could do is get fired if I make a mistake. So why can't we fire you? You work for us.
You want to hear a response? Bob?
Yeah.
You want to hear my response?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Okay, first of all, I was not on the council when Stillwater was started. I was on from 94 to 98. Stillwater came into being in 2000. It came into being, it was a campaign issue for someone who ran for office at that time. And he sold the rest of the council on the concept that the facts in Reading at the time were we were running out of places to put somebody, and we were losing manufacturers who were going other places because we didn't have any place shovel Reading. That was the situation at the time. I was not on the council. I was on the council again in 2004 to 2008, and I did vote to continue the financing of Stillwater. There had been bonds issued earlier, and I voted to renegotiate those bonds. You know, saying that it ought, you know, out of a politician's pocket is, you know, wonderful. Politicians in Reading City Council make $600 a month apiece. $600 doesn't mean anything. I happen to think that people run for office because they truly want to do a good job. And I happen to think that most people in public office are doing the absolute best they can with the information they have at the time they make decisions. Unfortunately, there are people in the community, like yourself, who come along later and want to revisit the facts at the time with revisionist and hindsight, which is 2020. And that is not fair. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
And thank you very much. 7:46 at KCNR time. We are brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way, a full-service sports club. New training with Aqua Personal, training with Kathleen Cowling. That's a unique saltwater pool facility that is only available at Wellgate Sports Club. They have one-on-one or small group training. That water training increases your range of motion, increases flexibility, and reduces exercise inflammation. Come experience exceptional every day at Wellgate Sports Club. They believe that self-care is the best health care. 768-1205. We now have two lines open, KCNR 1460. Back after the break.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds Thursday, September 7th in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a fun night of music with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. That's 6:30 to 8:30 September 7th. And there's free slot play for those who come to the show in Overtime. That's Ladybot and the Bluebirds August 7th from 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge. See you there.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Evil. There are people in this country who are evil to the core. They are violent and hateful and will not reason or debate. This evil drives them to violence with whomever they disagree. They will invade peaceful gatherings with the sole purpose of perpetrating violence and injury, then blame their actions on the peaceful. We can no longer trust politicians or the media to acknowledge the truth. So we must know how to discern good from evil. This wisdom is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation Dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PalosHidroDentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
KCNR 1460, local live radio, bringing you high school football every Friday night, beginning with the pregame show at 7:15 and kickoff at 7:30. Connor Sutton and Tom Galbraith bring you the play-by-play action. KCNR Friday Night Football, sponsored in part by Redding Kia, Black Bear Diner, Holiday Harbor, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Bank, and SST Oil. KCNR 1460 is your source for local sports.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
In 10 minutes, make that 9 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock. This portion of the program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio from the very get-go, Four Winds Jewelry. Now back to our guest host on Free Fire Radio, Ken Murray.
Phone line is open at 605-4567. Just to comment a little further on Bob's call earlier, let's use a different example. Rather than Stillwater Business Park, let's use the downtown mall. The downtown mall was covered over in the early 70s with widespread, probably 90% community support. It was a modern idea. It was going to bring us from a backwater town into the 20th century, finally, with a mall, air-conditioned walking space. And so the roof was put over the downtown mall, and the streets were stopped. Now, you know, years later, people started saying, what a horrible idea. Why'd we ever do that? We got to open up the streets again. Blah, 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 blah. But nobody had a plan. Actually, I came up with a plan to get rid of the roof on the downtown mall when I was on the council. I looked at the budget, and I happened to be a fiscal conservative, and I said, how much are we paying per year to maintain the roof and the air conditioning and all that stuff in the downtown mall? I got that number. I said, what's it going to cost to take it all off? I got that number. And it was going to take 3 years of maintenance costs to take off the roof on the downtown mall. And so I went to Mike Warren and said, let's just hypothecate this cash flow stream, borrow the money, take off the roof, and instead of making maintenance payments, use the payments to pay off the loan we had to take off the roof. So the roof went off. Now, in the beginning, it had widespread community support. 20 years later, everybody hated it. And things change, and the council, as members of the community, react to things that are changing. The situation that existed in 2000 relative to manufacturing jobs convinced the council to go forward at that time with Stillwater Business Park. Perhaps conditions are different today, and we need to do something different. But don't revise history and say those were idiots back then. They weren't idiots back then. They were just common folk doing the best they could. Let's go back to the phones. We have Henry. Good morning, Henry. Hello, Henry. Am I here?
Yeah, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, Henry.
Yeah, you probably know me.
I claim nothing.
Together in the past. But at any rate, everybody's talking about the Stillwater project. And it's a good project, with the exception that you've got lousy marketing and always have had. Now, Ken, you know me well enough to know that I've done projects out of state. I quit working in California once I gave up direct sales and went out of state because that's where the money's at, and I didn't have the hassle. But the fact remains, in my worst day, I could have had that filled with the marketing and a few incentives in 5 years. And what it is the city council wants a particular type of business in there. You have to take what you can get till you get it started. And if you get a few, the rest will come.
Henry, I appreciate your comments.
But you have to get a marketing program out there and a few incentives, like possibly free electricity for the first year or something like that, to get that thing full. And then once it's full, your tax base goes up. The people who work there increase the sales tax base because they're buying shoes and clothes for the kids and various other things. The housing goes up. Everything improves because of it. But they have to quit thinking small at the city council and get a marketing program that'll fill that.
I appreciate your call, Henry.
Thank you.
Thank you. What was our phone number? 605-4567. Therefore, what else do I have to talk about? Things I wasn't going to talk about. Mother and father were arrested in Georgia for taking their 12-year-old daughter to get a tattoo.
Okay.
Should it be a law that you have to be 18 to get a tattoo?
I find it interesting that they have that law, but a girl who makes the mistake of addressing another genetic female, or I forget the combination.
What other kind of females are there but genetic females?
Well, apparently in California, you can now on your driver's license get X under sex, which means none of the above.
Well, that describes everybody over 75. What's your point?
Facebook, I think it is, has 32 different gender possibilities. Wrap your brain around that one.
I mean, God invented two genders. Those are the two I recognize.
Oh, a lot of people, and maybe if we've got 3 minutes to top of the hour, if we make you a king for a day,
yeah.
Emperor Ken.
All right.
How do you fix Redding?
How do I fix Redding?
How do you make the bluebird sing, the sun shine, and water flow sweetly?
You see, I don't think Redding can be fixed within Redding. It's going to take a combination of community involvement and changes to state law. And unfortunately, in our single-party government in California, we get short shrift. So, I don't think we can fix the problems. The labor unions, starting with the prison guards, have control over the state legislature. And because of that control, we're in the mess we're in today. The prison guards got Gray Davis to lower the retirement age and raise the retirement income. CalPERS has been a disaster for a long time, but was making money, so nobody cared. And, we can't fix the problems locally. There are problems that have to be fixed at the state level. And, the best we can do is compensate for bad laws. But we can't make our own laws. We can't make our own state laws. Now, some will say that's an argument for the state of Jefferson, but I see that as having no hope. So, that's a, to my way of thinking at least, a false promise of something that might get better in the future. And, all we can do is the best we can do with what we're faced with. And I think that's what most elected officials try to do in our local area. I think it's a healthy system. Every 2 years there's an election around here. We got one coming up for the Board of Supervisors. I see two people are going to run against David Keogh, who has been running virtually unopposed for county supervisor. Does that mean Keogh's done a bad job? Not necessarily. It means that two people think they can do a better job. Whether or not they know what a better job looks like remains to be seen. If they get elected, we'll find out if they actually know how to do a better job. And the same thing is true whether it's a council election or anything else, or a school board election. You don't know until they get in what they're going to do. Everybody promises everything, but what they actually do is what counts. We're going to take a break for the news. After this break,
We're going to be back with Tommy Key and talk about veterans issues.
And coming up on 8 o'clock, the news brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Houston finally getting a break from the rain from Harvey. National Weather Service forecaster Tim Erickson.
They'll start to taper off through the day, and it looks like they could definitely use, you know, no rainfall for several days if they can, you know, stay out the way of this stuff.
The rain and winds, the flooding, only part of the problem. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner has imposed a midnight to 5 a.m. curfew. Police Chief Art Acevedo says they have zero tolerance for looters and any others who try to take advantage of storm victims.
We're tough, and we're a really good city. We're a welcoming city. We're a city that is about diversity and opportunity and all kinds of justice. But we're not a city that's going to tolerate people victimizing people that they're at the lowest point in their life.
In an interview with the Salem Radio Network, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said first responders have been putting in some long hours this week, but they are getting plenty of support.
The governor has brought reinforcements. We have, I think, 12,000 National Guardsmen now. So they've continued to bring more people in. The federal government under Donald Trump has also brought in resources. And so while it has been long, they have continued to bring in more resources. So it's difficult, but we're working hard.
President Trump kicks off his lobbying effort for tax reform today in Springfield, Missouri.
The president has promised the largest tax cut ever, believing it will benefit American companies and workers. While rewriting the tax code is a tall task, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin thinks it can be done in the coming months.
I am very hopeful, and I think we can get this done by the end of the year.
The tax push comes amid an already busy September workload for lawmakers, as well as the need for emergency spending for the Harvey disaster.
As White House correspondent spotted Greg Cluxton on Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 12 points, the NASDAQ up 36. More from townhall.com.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spurlock.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
I think God spoke to me.
He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
From a seed of faith grows hope.
We're back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints, starring John Corbett, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Home Defense ready-to-use 1 gallon perimeter spray, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. Making bugs disappear is quite a trick. Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone can knock out over 100 types of insects. Money in your pocket, fewer pests in your home and lawn. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 6th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Call it a reset. Congressional leaders set to head to the White House next week looking for some common ground as they plan out a busy September.
Facing an incredibly busy month, Republican and Democrat leaders of the House and Senate will meet with the president early next week. Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer, along with Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi, will travel to the White House on Wednesday. Congress is already dealing with deadlines to raise the nation's borrowing limit and fund the government. Tax reform is still on the table, and now they'll have to find billions of dollars in emergency relief for the victims of Hurricane Harvey.
As Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting, the U.S. economy rebounded sharply in the spring months, growing, in fact, at the fastest pace in more than 2 years amid brisk consumer spending on autos and other goods. The gross domestic product, that's the broadest measure of economic health, grew at an annual rate of 3% in the April through June quarter. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. One big loser, thanks to Tropical Storm Harvey, United Airlines.
An airline analyst estimates the carrier could lose $266 million from Houston flight cancellations caused by flooding from Tropical Storm Harvey. Cowan and Company analyst Helene Becker says money from the flights is likely gone because people whose homes are damaged won't feel like going on vacation after the storm.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Pollutants have been released from refineries operated by Exxon, Shell, and other companies as torrential rains damaged storage tanks at other industrial facilities on the Texas coast. Shell told state regulators this week that a floating roof over a tank at its oil refinery in Deer Park, Texas, partially sank during the heavy rainfall. That led to the release of about 100 pounds of benzene and another 100 pounds of toluene also being released. The EPA classifies benzene as a carcinogen. Toluene is a solvent, somewhat less toxic. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. This is Carl Bott.
Hi, I'm Linda.
It didn't work, huh?
We did a cost analysis on doing a custom intro for you, Ken. It just didn't pencil out.
This is Ken Murray sitting in for the Bots this morning. Carl's down on that board he belongs to, having to do with the California Highway Patrol.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
And Linda probably slept in. Maybe she went with him. I don't know. In any event, the phone lines are open here at 605-4567. We have a guest in the studio, Tommy Key. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning, Ken. How are you doing?
I'm
get
great.
Get on that mic there.
Tommy. I'm on the mic.
Get in the mic. Okay. Tommy's our local veteran service officer. Is going to be, am I right?
Yes. Let me give a weather report really
oh,
fast.
Oh, wait.
We have a, somebody pays for this, you know.
Oh.
Hey, excessive heat warning today. Please be careful. We will see highs of about 107, actually 103 today, 107 tomorrow. By Friday, 114. So it is bad news out there on the streets and roads of Redding. Please be careful around fire. We don't see a break getting back below the century mark for at least 2 weeks. That's painful. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 70s. So definitely it's a time to stay hydrated, stay shaded, wear, you know, take all the usual precautions. We're in for a rough one for at least through September 4th, if not a little bit longer. Right now in Redding, we are at 70 degrees. That's due to rise fairly quickly. Report brought to you, oh, by the way, Shasta Lake, 33 feet from the top. Sounds like a good day to get out to the lake, after all. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They offer senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793, and a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio, Shasta Gas Propane.
If I paid you to give you the weather report, would you say it's going to be 75 with this with a nice afternoon shower?
I spent when I went up for the eclipse, after that we went over to the Oregon coast, and mm-hmm. it was a little rough come driving back down for, when we got up in Bandon. It was the high was supposed to be about 76, and then we drove down to Redding.
Uh-huh.
Where the overnight low was 76.
Well, if it would change anything, I'd pay to do the weather report. Back to Tommy Keyes, our veteran service officer. You know, I want to talk to you a little bit. I see you have a guest with you, but before we get to your guest, there's some things I want to know. Mm-hmm. I am an Air Force veteran also.
Well.
And, you know, and I'm going to resist the temptation to say that all the intelligent enlisted people are in the Air Force, because every time I say that I had the brains not to want to dig a hole to sleep in, you know, Marines get all irritated and whatever, but...
Yeah, Carl and I have that little discussion every time I come on his show, so, he's Carl.
How many unserved or underserved veterans... two categories, unserved and underserved veterans, are there in Shasta County?
That's a great question. If we look at the numbers from the VA, they say we have, 16,490 veterans in the county. I can tell you right now that's incorrect. We know of, just from people who are signed up at the clinic, that there's over 19,000, and I'm going to say there's closer to 26,000 veterans in the county. We just got our annual report back. We just brought in another, just in the last 6 months, we brought in another brand new $7 million of veteran benefits into the county. And that brought our total up that we've been stagnant at for $89 million per year, a cumulative amount, to over $94 million this year. So so you think about $94 million for 26,000 vets is not doing too bad. And we ranked... number one, where we had our claims that we do on the average were $23,000 per claim per veteran. So so the veterans in this county are pretty well taken care of.
Well, wait a minute. There's 26,000 veterans, and they're spending $96 million a year on them.
$96 million VA dollars come into this county alone.
Why don't you just give me $2 million bucks a year, and I won't use your services?
Yes, I agree. But, yeah, I mean, it's a cumulative amount. I mean, some of it is spousal pensions, DIC, one-time payments, funeral costs, sending their kids to school. So when you bring all that in, the compensations, pensions for the veterans, the grand total that came into this county from the VA and their services was over $94 million.
Nonetheless, at $2 million bucks a year, I don't need any of those services.
I would agree with you there, too.
So that's my federal government at work, which identifies part of the problem. I have come to the conclusion... let me ask this as a question. Do okay. all counties have veteran service officers?
In California, just about all counties. There's two or three counties that they combine, like Yuba City and Sutter. They have one VSO office between them. And then you get down to like San Diego County. I think there are like eight or nine offices in that county alone, but they have something like 500,000 veterans in there, and then of course all the military bases.
Who do you pay? Who pays for you?
The counties. Now, when we provide services to veterans, a portion of it is paid back by federal government, but it's only like maybe a quarter of our pay. So we bring in, I always tell everybody, and Carl always says on the radio, the county pays about $300,000 to keep our office open every year, but we bring in $94 million or even $7 million total. I mean, the return on investments is pretty impressive.
Not all states have that, though.
No. Nevada has only the service officers with the actual organization. So you would actually go to an American Legion to see a service officer, or you go to the VFW or whatever. And because it's so sparse in most of there, you may not ever, you'd have to drive miles and miles to see a VSO.
All right. I'm going to tell you my experience. I have a nephew who was injured in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in Hawaii for a number of years. He was given 30% disability, although his disability is much greater than that.
Right.
And every time he went to the VA for anything in Hawaii, it was because he was on some exercise or something that caused his shoulder to get ripped out of a socket and a lot of tearing of muscles and stuff. And the captain in the Army that was leading this exercise said, tough it out. You know, 2 hours later, they get back to the base, and the major over the captain said, what are you, an idiot? Get him to the hospital. But it had been so long, it caused some permanent nerve damage because he hadn't gotten right into emergency services. So he's got 30% disability. In Hawaii, if he had any other problem, like if he... Okay, so he's out. He's got this 30% disability.
Mm-hmm.
If he wanted any other medical services unrelated to his shoulder, he had to pay for it.
That's absolutely correct. You have to get your free VA, you have to be at least 50% or higher to be able to get it. And even at that, it's only your service-connected disabilities until you hit 100%.
So we moved to Washington,
mm-hmm.
and I was up there about 3 weeks ago. He hasn't gone to the VA in 5 years.
Right.
He's paying $1,000 a month in personal health insurance. He's never even registered in Washington State, which has a much more liberal policy.
Mm-hmm.
California has a much more liberal policy. I mean, I got disability because of hearing loss.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the military, they didn't, you know, I worked on the flight line.
Right.
And they didn't believe in ear protectors then.
Nope.
So I stood next to B-52s all day long, screaming up and taking off and landing. And yet, I get, for example, my drugs are free.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? It's not connected to my ears.
Now, what are you rated at?
10%.
10%, well, I don't know. That's good.
Well, they're not free. I pay for them, but
yeah,
much less.
Yes.
Am I an anomaly?
No, no. as far as the VA, your drugs and things like that would be a lot lower cost. But normally, to get the free benefits, you would normally have to be 50% or higher. Or like I said, as far as the treatment, it always usually related to your disability that you got from the service. You know, a lot of people try to get in to use the dental clinic. Unless you have injuries to your jaws or you have 100% service connectivity, the dentist, you know, is so small, they barely can get those folks in. So that's why they don't give away the free dental through that. Now, some of these things are looking to change in the future. There's a lot about to change. I was just telling Pam that we're going they're looking, and it's going to make our office really, really busy when they do, at adding up to, I think, 17 new disabilities associated with Agent Orange in the next few months. So that's going to get our office filled up real quick.
We're going to take a break. We're going to be talking some more this morning with Tommy Key from the Veteran Service Office in Chester County.
This portion of Free Fire Radio at 8:16, brought to you by Cedar Tree Restaurant. Try the great food and service at the Gathering Place for Palisadro. Cedar Tree Restaurant, open Saturday through Tuesday, 7:30 till 2, Wednesday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 22020 Palo Way in Palisadro. Let me try that again. 22020 Palo Way in Palisadro. It is well worth the drive. Cedar Tree Restaurant. Back with more Free Fire Radio after this.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Golf, great food, and a great event all come together on September 18th with the Riverfront Playhouse Golf Tournament at the Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Enjoy 18 holes of golf on one of Northern California's most beautiful courses, and your tax-deductible donation will help to open the doors of the new Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading.
The tournament includes a four-person scramble, closest to the pin competition, with lunch and an awards banquet immediately following golf.
For more information, call 524-0223 or register online at riverfrontplayhouse.net.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Twenty minutes after 8 o'clock, KCNR 1460, 71 degrees, looking for a high of 103 today, and we could see 114 by the weekend. That is why you should have these folks on speed dial. Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 day a week, 24 hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Bob, you've got a great job. You get paid to tell me it's hot, and then you get paid to tell me how to get my air conditioner fixed. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl, messing up his whole program here. Talking this morning with Tommy Keyes, Veteran Service Officer for Shasta County. Carl tells me this will be your last visit because you're moving back to Tennessee.
North Carolina.
What's the situation with your replacement?
That's a good question. I know they did the interview the other day, and they have a few candidates that will be meeting with Mr. Lees, Larry Lees, the county administration officer, and he'll make that final decision. So, but I haven't heard anything. They kind of left me out, because I've had a lot of people come and tell me they put in. I'm like, please, you should put in, you know. And so, I do know that they had some of the former guys that was in the office on the board, and I heard that they had some good candidates. So I'm looking forward to find out who they're going to select.
Well, some of the former guys that were in the office weren't very good.
Well, not the last two. I'm talking more Dave Amford and Bob Dunlap. They were good. They were awesome. They were awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
I always tell everybody, even while I was in the military, all I need to do is be better than the last two guys before me. And I was like, well, everybody says I was.
You've probably heard more than a few stories about Don Mangrum back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah. He served in that office for a long time, and he took care. He was back when I was in college. Yeah.
I didn't realize. I always heard it started with Don, but then I found out from Don that they actually had an office before him. He left for like 12 years, came back, and got it running. You threw a question in front of me over what time span.
Yeah, that was
we
out
get
of the chat room. Yeah.
Yep. For that money, I mean, it goes all the way back to when Don started this, and the people that he put in for this that are still living in the county receiving money, their portion of it, all the way to the people we just got money this year, is part of that $94 million that we got for this total year.
Well, Tommy, if I can say so, speaking as a veteran here in the North State, you have restored faith in the office, and let's hope that continues with your successor.
I really believe that's going to happen. I've had some long conversations with my supervisors, and we built such a good team, and my team is they're all veterans, and they all want to help the veterans, and I believe it's going to stay that way. So and Don and Dave, they've learned a lot over the last couple of years, and I think they've figured out who and what type of personality should be in that office. So it's going to be good. I'm excited for it. I'm going to stay on top of it too. I want to make sure that the people come in, because like I said, Celestina Traver has been nothing but the Michael Jordan of our team for the last 2 years. She's the best person, most knowledgeable person in California as far as a veteran service rep. She's up for the job. I don't know if she's one of the folks there. I hope she stays and they use her. Troy and Devin, they have come on and picked up everything. They've got their nationals. They're starting to get their American Legion accreditation. So the office is going to be in really good hands. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. I hate leaving. I'm not lying. This is the best job I've had since I left the military. I feel like I'm a first sergeant again, because You know, in the Air Force, that's all you do is take care of family and the military members. And since I've been here, all I've tried to do is take care of the veterans and their family members to the best of my ability. And it has been nothing but fun. If it wasn't for family, no way I would leave here. But my family does need me, that's for sure.
It makes me think the first sergeant, you say you deal with family issues. When I got married, mm-hmm. the first time I was in the Air Force, and I had to have counseling for my first sergeant in order to get permission to get married.
I love it.
I didn't even know that they taught you that stuff.
Yep. They do.
You're a marital counselor.
But we did everything. I mean, I had to go to divorce counseling training, marital counseling training. My job wasn't as lucky because when I first became a first sergeant, I was down at Beale. And on Monday mornings, a guy would come in my office. Hey, Shirt, I got married in Reno over the weekend. I'm like, okay. And I shake my head because normally when they did that, not all, but most of them would be back in within about 18 months. And, Shirt, I'm getting a divorce. I'm like, so you didn't invite me to your wedding, but you invite me to your divorce, huh? And that's the way it usually was.
Tommy, I see that you brought a guest with you this morning. Why don't you introduce her?
This is Pam Smith from HICAP. We have an event coming up on September 8th that HICAP's putting on. That will help the elderly and especially the veterans. And I'm going to let her talk a lot about it because a lot of people don't understand, and we were just talking about it too, the insurance, the VA, and that's what this whole seminar is going to be about.
I don't even understand what HICAP means.
Yep, she's going to tell us.
What's HICAP?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I will first start out with who we are. HICAP has been in Redding, Shasta County for 13 years now. A lot of people still do not know who we are, what we do. So I'm going to explain that. We are state and federally funded, for our services are free. I don't particularly care for the name HICAP, which means Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, because we don't sell insurance. We simply help our Medicare community, and we serve five counties, Shasta, Siskiyou, Trinity, Modoc, and Lassen. We only have one office. It's in Redding. We serve all those other counties by volunteers. I started out as a volunteer the first year and then became paid staff. So we only have one office and all the rest are through volunteers. And so basically it's Medicare. That is our scope of services. And that's where we come into the picture with helping people understand when they're new to Medicare, they're on Medicare, they don't understand with all this other insurance, if they have other insurance, how it works with Medicare, and that's what we help them understand and navigate through the maze of Medicare, because it is very complex. So with that, I lead on to, and a lot of people were coming up to, just wanted to put this little note out, October 15th through December 7th is HICAP's, but Medicare's annual enrollment period to review your Medicare drug plan. It's to review only. You do not have to change your drug plan if it's going to work for you. But during this period is when Medicare allows us to see the plans for next year. Let our beneficiaries know if their premiums are going to increase. Maybe the plans that they're on this year is not going to work for them for next year. We are unbiased. We don't recommend, refer, or suggest anything, even the drug plans. We simply lay everything out, tell them their options, what's the least expensive costs on those drug plan comparisons, and then it's up to them. We do help with the enrollment.
You only deal with people over 62 years of age?
No, anyone on Medicare. So, okay. Medicare was originally reserved for 65 and older. But if someone on a disability who's applied through Social Security for disability on the 25th month they've been on disability under doctor's care, Social Security will deem them eligible for the Medicare benefits.
We do have a lot of veterans, younger veterans that are already on it because of that reason.
They went to Social Security?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What'd they do with Social Security?
Social Security got them a disability.
After 25 months? Or 26 months?
Well, they have to be on Social Security disability under a doctor's care. Mm-hmm. On the 25th month, then Social Security will deem them eligible for Medicare benefits, which is just the medical portion, and then they send them their card. Mm-hmm.
If they have a disability and are able to work, they don't want to go to work then, right?
Well,
that's a negative incentive.
Well, I know.
Yeah,
well, they got to before they can get individual employability or anything like that from the VA, they can't work at all. And a lot of people get that mixed up too. Individual unemployability, you got to have at least one item disability of 60%. Or multiple items that get you over 70% disabled, with one of them being at least 40%, to get that. And the VA will pay them 100% rate. So they, a lot of people, it's like, I'm 100%. No, you're still 70 individual unemployable. And so they can still go and get on Social Security disability as well, because they cannot go back to the job. So back injuries are the biggest that I see a lot. If a person's got a 40% back injury and his skills were in construction or whatever, and he can, and that's what he knows, that's something similar to that. Truck drivers, I've seen quite a few of them too, and same thing, they could no longer go to work.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. We're going to explore this entire subject some more. If you have a question for Tommy Keyes or Pam Smith, give us a call at 605-4567.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Is the Redding Kia Summer SUV clearance event going on today at Redding Kia?
It's the real deal, and the savings are real big.
Like up to $4,000 customer cash on the 17 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality.
Up to $3,000 Kia lease cash on the all-new 17 Kia Niro Hybrid, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality.
Get $1,000 customer cash on the tough Kia Sportage.
And $1,500 on the 17 Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
And during the Kia Summer SUV clearance event, get 0% financing on Sorento, Soul, Optima, Forte, and Sedona.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy during the Redding Kia Summer SUV clearance event.
On approval of credit subject to prior sale, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% and lease offer end September 5th.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, reddingkia.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds Thursday, September 7th in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me for a fun night of music with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. That's 6:30 to 8:30 September 7th. And there's free slot play for those who come to the show in overtime. That's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, August 7th from 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge. See you there.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
835 KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio with your guest host, Ken Murray. It is, let's call it about 73 degrees in Reading. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 7463 Athens Avenue in Reading, 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop.
Our guests this morning are Tommy Keyes, Veteran Service Officer for Shasta County, and Pam Smith, who is the HICAP representative. And Pam, you were talking about...
I kind of just want to go back and just add a little bit when you were asking about the age with Medicare.
Okay.
Everyone gets confused because Social Security has their monetary retirement benefits. Then there's Social Security, and then when you can apply because of a disability and you meet all the requirements, there's Medicare, which helps with the medical benefits. So they're two total separate things as far as what you're entitled to or what you meet as far as eligibility. I also want to mention real quick who HICAP serves. As I mentioned, current Medicare beneficiaries, adult children and other representatives of Medicare beneficiaries, people about to become eligible for Medicare or planning for retirement, people younger than 65 years old who are eligible for Medicare due to a disability. We assist service providers such as social workers, nurses, doctors, healthcare advocates working with Medicare beneficiaries, and people needing some information on long-term care. So we try to get a lot of outreach, education out there to our providers. As I mentioned, social workers trying to let them know that we're here. We're in Shasta County. Our services are free. Yet there are so many thousands who do not know who we are.
I like what you both do, mm-hmm. and I don't want to be disparaging, mm-hmm. but I want to talk about the system as a whole. Just make an observation. Sounds to me like if a guy has PTSD. Mm-hmm. and can't focus more than 4 hours a day, he's better off not getting a job for 4 hours a day, which makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever, but that is the system. Am I correct?
That's pretty much it. If the doctor deems that he would be a threat to himself or someone in that office, absolutely.
Okay. Back to the pitch, Pam.
Yeah. Okay. Tommy has been so gracious and he's going to be very missed with HICAP because he's been very helpful in helping reach with his social network and colleagues and so forth in trying to help us. Well, we are going to be having on September 8th our third, HICAP's third annual, okay, this is our third year, trying to educate our Medicare and veterans about. They are all over the page with what they need, what they don't need, what they don't want because they don't want to pay it. And I have VA services, so why do I need Medicare?
I just stepping on that, I can tell you almost every 3 months, Friday afternoon, 5:30, it's like clockwork. Someone, a veteran, has an accident at 5:30, and we have a clinic. The clinic closes. It's not an emergency room, nothing like that. If it's not associated with his service-connected disability and he goes over to Mercy, I get a call usually Thursday or Friday. He's got a $5,000 to $10,000 bill because about $5,000 just for the ambulance alone. And he's like, the VA won't cover it. And that's a true statement. That's why you need to have something backing you up. And usually the Medicare Part B and D is what saves those guys. But I've had a couple of veterans that actually went and canceled their Medicare so they'd get more money in their pocket, and it bit them. It bit them hard.
Well, let me ask you a question. I have Medicare, and I have the VA, and I also have a supplemental insurance policy that's costing me $260 a month. Why am I buying supplemental insurance?
Okay. So, first of all, I'm going to educate you because you're asking some of the same questions.
I can't believe how many callers wish that would happen.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, with veterans and Medicare, it's not who pays first, like a retirement insurance and Medicare or even a Medicare supplement. It's how you get your services and where, basically, where you get them. VA covers VA services and pharmacy medications at VA facilities and VA pharmacies. Mm-hmm. Okay. Medicare covers at non-VA facilities and non-VA pharmacies. Unless you get pre-authorization in an emergency, which is how many of us do that? Okay. You know, the last thing you're thinking about. Okay. Then VA won't cover it.
That's right.
That's where you have your backup. So as I explained to all of my veteran clients, you don't. Everything is optional. But let me start over with part A. A, which is your Medicare hospitalization, is premium free. Why would you deny something free? Okay, it's not costing you anything. It will be secondary to something that's primary. So that's not an issue. It's the part B for boy. And then we have the D for drugs. Mm-hmm. Those are the other two parts of Medicare. Again, you don't need the B. If you know for a fact that every time you have to go to an emergency, you can find a VA facility, whether you're traveling or you're nearby living, fine. That's your choice.
So why do I need my supplement?
Okay. The supplement works with Medicare A and B. So, let me give you a scenario. So, pretend you have your veterans, your services, and you're traveling or you live somewhere far from a veterans hospital and a pharmacy.
Okay.
Okay. You only have A and B. You're willing to pay the part B, which is your medical, doctor's labs, x-rays. Then you have to use those services at a hospital emergency. Medicare is 80-20. Medicare will pay 80% of your services after you meet your, this year, 183 annual deductible. Then you have 20% out of pocket.
Wait a minute. What's my deductible on Medicare A?
B.
Whatever. B. How much is it?
$183 this year.
$183?
Mm-hmm. The hospital deductible, if you're not using VA services, is $1,316.
I thought you just said it was $183.
That's for Part B. Mm-hmm. See what I mean? You're getting confused.
I'm confused.
Okay. A, Medicare A, hospital. It's room and board only.
Yeah.
B for boy, doctor's labs, x-rays. If you go into the hospital, that A is covering room and board. All your doctor's labs, x-rays, services are billed into Medicare Part B, which is why we're trying to help our Medicare beneficiary, our VA veterans understand this is how it works.
Okay, so I go into the hospital in someplace, Reno, Nevada.
Non-VA.
Non-VA hospital in Reno, Nevada, because I lost money and I broke my hand trying to
punch the slot machine. I got
punch the slot machine out, right? So I go into the emergency room at in Nevada, and they say, well, you got to have surgery on your hand. They're gonna put me in a hospital bed and keep me for 5 days and do surgery on my hand. What am I paying for?
Okay.
How much do I pay?
Part A, the deductible is $1,316 for 2017. They increase as with all insurance every year. So that's what it is this year.
Okay. $1,300 I'm going to pay.
That's your first out of pocket.
Yeah.
If you have Part B.
I have it.
Okay. for our veterans who don't.
Okay. No, I do have it.
But for you, Part B is 183. That's your doctor's lab's x-rays, even in a hospital setting, because that's
okay,
how you're
okay, so I'm up to $1,500 out of my pocket. Mm-hmm. But I'm paying $260 a month for my Blue Cross.
Okay. Well, the supplement comes in. If you have the letter F as in Frank plan, it covers everything secondary to Medicare. It's the supplement that covers everything. You pay your premium. Medicare will pay that $1,316 deductible, the $183, and everything else that Medicare doesn't cover.
What don't they cover?
The A deductible, B deductible.
No, okay.
Coinsurance, so skilled nursing.
If I have $1,500, if I have, let's see, I'm paying, you know, $2,500 a year. No, I'm paying more. I'm paying $3,000 a year in supplemental insurance. Blue Shield or somebody, and it only cost me $1,500 if I have a problem because I punched out a slot machine.
So why bother?
Why don't I save money by just canceling my Blue Cross policy?
Well, that's your decision. Oh, we cannot advise.
Well, I want advice.
I know. But I can tell you one thing about the supplements. How long have you had it? The supplement plan.
10 years.
Okay, so you've been with the same insurance company.
Yeah.
Same. Okay. So you don't cost compare like the Medicare's Part D. It's all about keeping your costs down. So you not that you have this. I'm just saying you don't review your supplement insurance.
I don't read insurance documents at all.
No, not read the insurance. It's compare your premiums, just like your auto insurance, your homeowner's insurance, any other insurance that you have to rely on.
Yeah.
I'm sure you kind of review it this is getting a little expensive. Maybe I should check and see if there's something else out there that's cheaper that covers me for the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why you're paying $200-something.
You mean if I shopped, I might pay $100?
Not that low, but could possibly be paying less. So
what's a cover I'm not getting covered by A, B, and F, or whatever it is?
Well, don't get the letters confused.
I gotta take a break while I get unconfused. We'll be right back.
See what I mean?
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our friends up at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check them out. Check out the new Tobacco Brew, completely remodeled, and more Free Fire Radio. One more segment right after this.
Service spas are most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatment, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. Did you know some newer TVs, DVD players, and other items like chargers for electronic devices constantly draw a small amount of energy, even when off or not in use? When possible, either unplug or use power strips so you can easily turn off multiple items at once. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we rely on.
Reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl Mott this morning, here with Tommy Keyes, Veteran Service Officer for Shasta County, and Pam Smith, who is a HICAP representative for 5, 12, 200 counties, I don't know. And she's trying to straighten me out, and I think I finally got it. And I'm going to repeat what I think you said, and you tell me if I've got it. Part of this you said off the air, because I was tired of being ignorant. But Part A, Medicare, Part B, Medicare, are the two biggies. Then there's letters up to F that have all other, because each part is a different letter. And somebody who knows more than I do, I should sit down with and figure out what letters I need in my portfolio of insurance. A, for sure, I got to have, because it's free. And I like free things. VA doesn't cover everything.
No.
Especially for a guy like me who has a minor disability. In fact, I notice when I go to the clinic, although my initial problem was hearing, I'm old, so I have other problems. And VA actually bills my insurance companies, Medicare and my supplemental insurance company, for those things. So the feds aren't getting stuck with that. I'm actually paying for it with my insurance payments. But the deductible between A and B, if I have an out-of-area accident in Reno because I punched out a machine, it's going to cost me $1,500 out of pocket. And then I'm going to pay above that, if I don't have supplemental insurance, 20% of everything the hospital charges me after that. So that's why I have supplemental insurance, because it's either pay supplemental insurance to cover the 20%, I mean, the $1,500 I could deal with. 20% of a $50 aspirin, though, you know, gives me a headache. So that's why I have the supplemental insurance. You're going to have a special event coming up, and that event is geared toward military veterans. Are other people invited to that? Or is it primarily veterans and other people are invited to call you for an appointment at your office at any time?
Well, okay, so twofold question. The first question is, if there are veterans who cannot physically come in, they can have family coming in for them on behalf to hear. We are going to have speakers, okay? So, and booths. We're having Stephanie Bridget from the Shasta County DA's office talking about fraud. John,
wait. What's that got to do with veterans?
Insurance fraud.
Insurance fraud.
And veterans get that mm-hmm. too. Yeah.
Solicitation mail.
Oh, because I get stuff in the mail telling me I'm old and therefore I buy their stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And some of that stuff ain't covering what it says is covering. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah. Stephanie Bridget will be there.
Yes. Then we have John and Jennifer from the Social Security office.
Okay.
We are going to emphasize to them about talking about the Part B, why it's mm-hmm. beneficial for beneficiaries to have the B, mm-hmm. but it's not required. Then we have Celestina Traver talking on Shasta County Veterans State benefits and the VA benefits.
Okay.
And then any questions?
And real quick here, in the few minutes we have left, we have Vint on the line, wants to say something to Tommy. Hey, Vint, go ahead. You're on Free Fire.
Hey, Tommy. Thanks, brother. Just wanted to put a scream out to all the public out there that, you know, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council and Shasta County Veterans in general owe you a huge debt. You did a fantastic job, brother, and I know North Carolina's gain is our loss, but that's the way it works sometimes. I hope you have a wonderful trip with your family. And just, again, want to thank you for everything you've done. Every bit of gain that we've actually incurred over the last couple of years because of you. So I just want to again say thanks.
No, you shut up. You did it all, buddy. I can't thank you and CVAC. My first event I came to was your award ceremony. And you stood up there in front of all those veterans, and you said that y'all have our back, and you have. You have. You kept every promise, and I can't thank you enough. I really appreciate you, Brother Moore. You know.
Thanks. Semper Fi, brother.
Semper Fi. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Is he a Marine?
Yes, he is. I'm sorry he is, but yeah.
Yeah, but you're saying Semper Fi to a guy who slept in a hole?
That man's helped me out a lot these last couple of years, and I have nothing but respect for him. He still owes me money. Remember that, Dan.
I have a great deal of respect for all branches of the service, including those who sleep in holes.
Yeah. There are brothers. I mean, you know, we can hit our brothers. We can talk bad about our brothers. But if you ain't been in the service and someone talked bad about you, it's kind of hard.
Don't talk about somebody who's in another branch of the military service to me, you know, because they are my brother.
Exactly.
I find it sad that there has never been a lower percentage of legislators, both at the state and federal level, who have served than there are right now.
Correct.
There's never been a lower level.
That's why we're so screwed up.
They don't get it.
You know, Pam, you have an office over here. You have actually volunteers over there who are pretty good with this stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. We're all trained the same.
Okay.
And it's just that we have the four staff in the office. We also do outreach. We do presentations when we're invited. And we just try to get ourselves out there to help our Medicare and VA beneficiaries from floundering out there and getting themselves in some situations that they don't need to be in.
So tell me again the date and time and place of your event.
September 8th from 9:30 to 1 at the Shasta County Veterans Hall on Yuba Street.
Okay. September 8th.
Mm-hmm. A week from Friday.
9:30, a week from mm-hmm. Friday. You're going to hear all this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe our county DA Bridget, or no, what is she? She is the DA.
She is. Yep.
Now, she'll tell me how to get off the mailing list of these fraud people. If you have a question, and you don't have to be a veteran, but if you have a question about your Medicare A through K services mm-hmm. and want to know that you've got perhaps an explanation for each of the choices that you have, mm-hmm. you can call HICAP. And make an appointment to go see them. Their phone number is 223-0999. 223-0999. They're on Hartnell. You can go in and see them, but give them a call first at 223-0999. Any final words, Tommy?
No, like I said, it's been a pleasure. Carl and Linda also have backed me a lot, and I can't thank them enough for getting the word out about our office, and that's what's brought a lot of people in. So I'm so thankful to the County of Shasta, all the veterans here. I'm going to miss every one of you.
And Pam, any final thoughts out of you?
Just want to say thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, Tommy. You really are going to be missed, not just by us, but I know everybody. And thank you for all the work that you've done here in Shasta County. We appreciate it. And for anyone new to Medicare, on Medicare, needing understanding, our services are free. So please call us.
Now take some time and do a random act of kindness. You will have a better day as a result.
Coming up on 9 a.m., KCNR 1460. The news is sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As Houston struggles to deal with flooding of epic proportions, Tropical Storm Harvey has moved east, unleashing flooding across East Texas and western Louisiana. Beaumont, Texas Mayor Becky Ames says the amount of water is mind-boggling.
Well, it's nothing I've ever seen before. I've lived in this area my entire life, and we're seeing things that we've never seen.
She was on NBC's Today Show. Heavily traveled Interstate 10 between Houston and New Orleans is flooded, and the largest oil refinery in the country at Port Arthur, Texas, has been shut down. Flood warnings up for a wide swath